listening to www.peoplesinternetradio.com, seeking solutions.
You are all about to get on this record. Getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies to this Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name's Barry Prince, and I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia. We're broadcasting through the facilities of People's Internet Radio, being simulcast on ShakeAndWakeRadio.com, and also being heard on the Truth Be Told Radio Network. Welcome to the show, and as always, guys, I'd like to start the show off with a little bit of a plug for the stations. If you could afford a cup of coffee a month to the station to help them out, 50 people did that every month. It would really, really help them alleviate some of the cost that they incur running these shows for us. So if you like the content, please, even a cup of coffee a month would be appreciated. And I always like to start my shows off with thanking my producer, because I always manage to forget it at the end. Thanks, Steve, for what you do for me. I'd be lost without you. I'm joined by Roger Landry. It's the first hour, and anybody that's listened to my shows over the years know I say that in a very, very kind way. I refer to Roger as the Duracell bunny, because I get him going and it's really hard to get him stopped, but that's why I love having him in. Thanks for coming in, Roger, and welcome back as always, my friend.
It's great to be here, but I keep giving you the solution to your problem. If you never ask me a question, you don't have to get me to stop. Come on, it don't get no easier than that.
Well, I know today you've got a few things you'd like to talk about. Not that there's much going on in the United States of America that we need to be concerned about, but I guess there is a few things you'd like to chat about today. And where do you want to start with this? I mean, I know there's probably about 10 things you'd like to talk about. What's number one on your list?
Well, the thing of it is, what most people don't understand, except people that listen to your show and have heard me talk on more than one occasion, whereby I say things like, step back and take a look, because just about everything that is, dramatic and drastic going on around you is connected today. It's not a joke. It's an absolute fact. And the thing that most Americans don't want to believe, and even most Canadians don't want to believe, is that the news that they depend on to basically run their lives, to basically decide what they're going to do and what they're not going to do, can be as complicit and as treasonous as what we are seeing. Now, I'm going to start this off, and there's going to be some people listening to the show going to roll your eyes in the back of your head because you've heard about this. And that's because mainstream media may be failing, but alternative media is really coming into its own anymore, because a lot of you may have heard about this, but we're going to take it a little deeper today. We're talking about 120 flag officers, retired admirals and generals, and for the 2020 presidential election, there were 317 of them that stepped up to sign an open letter to the American people stating that this was the most crucial election in America's history since 1776. This is what 317 retired flag officers, not lieutenants, not colonels, not majors, no, we're talking about generals and admirals. They stated it was the most critical election since 1776, and then it was stolen. That letter was followed up not too long ago by another letter from 124 of them with, from what I understand, more signing on. But at the time I got it, it had been signed by, and their names are at the bottom of the letter. Open letter to the American people, basically telling the American people that tyranny is here, that this is the most critical and crucial point in American history again since 1776. Now, a lot of you out there who haven't heard anything about this because you do watch mainstream media most of the time, you're going to be rolling your eyes into the back of your head and saying, this is absolutely ridiculous, okay? That's got to be some sort of tinfoil hat stuff, except that at the bottom of the article on the Liberty Beacon, there's a link right to the open letter. And the organization is called Flag Officers for America, and the word four isn't a four, it's a number four. Okay, I'm going to read you the opening paragraph, which is only a couple sentences. It's very short, but let's set the mood because there's a lot more coming in this hour, okay? Our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of constitutional freedom and liberty. Hold on, everybody. I just told you that that is 124, at the time I published this, 124 retired flag officers. These are people that spent 30, 40, 50 years serving their country. Now, you and I both know that the military is not necessarily the most innocent thing on the planet, okay? And that just because you're an admiral or a general doesn't put you above anybody else. But when you have a preponderance of what most would consider without a second thought, the most patriotic individuals in the country, did you hear their opening statement? We are in the biggest time of tyranny since 1776. These aren't privates. These aren't sergeants. They're not. These are admirals and generals that are saying America is in the biggest crisis it has ever been in since its founding. This isn't a joke. So, Barry, when I told you I had something to talk about, did you think it was this?
No, hey Roger. I actually read the article that you're mentioning right now. I read it a couple of days ago, and it was shocking to say the least. But you know what do we do at this point besides scream at the top of our lungs that the country is in the biggest peril it's been in since your founding? And how do we get that through to the public? Well, the public, I think, are starting to become aware of that, Roger, in a lot of ways, especially with what I've seen happen with your economy and prices across the board since Joe Biden took over, or Billy Joe there took over the reins, the so-called reins of your country. I've watched prices just go absolutely insane in every sector of our economy. Is that just a coincidence? Huh? What do you think?
Okay, I personally think the coincidence is the tale of tyrants and the belief of fools. So unless anybody listening to this show is considering themselves a fool, we don't really believe in coincidence. But let me set a little bit of groundwork. I'm not going to read all of their talking points out of their letter because their letter is sitting right in front of me right now. What I'm going to do is give you a one-liner for each one of their topics. And then we can go into any one of those topics as we go along, okay? The first topic is open borders jeopardize national security. The second one is China is the greatest external threat to America. The third one is the free flow of information is critical to the security of a republic, and we ain't got it. The fourth one is re-engaging in the flawed Iran nuclear deal is catastrophic. The next one is stopping the Keystone Pipeline eliminates our recently established energy independence and causes us to become dependent on nations that are not friendly to us. Mm-hmm. The next one, using the U.S. military as a political pawn, such as surrounding Washington, D.C. with barbed wire and troops that didn't even want to be there. The next one is the rule of law is fundamental in our republic and fundamental for security. Where is it? The last one is listen to me, because they always save the best for last. This last talking point is right in the letter, and I'm going to read it word for word, and it comes straight from the admirals and generals. The mental and physical condition of the commander-in-chief cannot be ignored.
What? You think something's wrong with Joe?
And down below this letter is 124 signatures. And let me explain to everybody out there who says, what if this is just a joke? Every single one of these flag officers has their name on there, and each and every one of them can be reached. Don't you think that somebody wouldn't have, oh, I don't know, when I say somebody, maybe 500 or 600 or 1,000 people haven't already tried? But it's still there. Gee, why does that website still have that published? Because it's real. And right before the 2020 election, as I said, they published another one stating the importance of that election, which ended up by being stolen. And it wasn't 124 that signed that one. It was 317 flag officers.
So what's going on right now with the audits that are going on in the states, Roger? Can you bring me up to date on that? I haven't been able to follow that for a couple of days.
The big one that everybody needs to know about right now is Maricopa County.
Right.
Okay. And I got to tell you right now, somebody's going to jail, because it is an absolute law that these databases and this information has to be secured and maintained for a limited amount of time set down by directive. In some areas, it may be 24 months. In some areas, it may be 12 months. But what you cannot do, okay, unless you're willing to poke the law in the eyeball, is to go in and delete all the information in those folders on those voting machines, to delete the databases, which is exactly what Maricopa County did.
Right. I know that.
Now, if you stop to consider this, it may actually it could do one of two things. One, it could force some people to face penalty, which I believe, since there's so much money behind all of this cheating, that that would be minimalistic, but it would be basically a show trial, saying, okay, see, we did something about this, and nothing will be done. Or there could be some backbone in the state legislature, and they could say, since it has been proven unequivocally that foul play occurred during this election, there is only one thing we can do, and that is to have a re-election or to run the vote again.
Do you think that's a real possibility, Roger?
No, I don't. Not in America anymore. If you would ask me that 15 years ago, I'd have said yes as fast as I said no today. I just started this off by telling you there's enough money in there right now, and these people are terrified. All right, everybody out there listening to what Roger just said, does that make any sense to you at all? These people knew for a fact if they deleted those databases, there was going to be hell to pay. But they deleted the databases. Why? Because the repercussions of having those databases getting out far exceeded the possible legal penalties. They've already been told, go ahead, delete them. We'll cover you. Go ahead, delete them. We'll make sure that, you know, it's just a slight boo-boo, you know? This is what we're looking at. So do I believe now who stepped up to really, really beat the bandwagon about this? Oh, gee, that wouldn't be Trump, would it? And I would, too, if I was him. If there is nothing to hide, why do you delete the one thing that can prove your innocence? Not only that, but they refuse to turn over the routers. And the routers show signals going in, signals going out. All right, Mike Lindell's already got a complete copy of all of the election trafficking back and forth via just about every voting machine. But having it from the actual machines themselves Getting forensic evidence from those machines makes it absolutely, you can't say nothing. Look at this. Here it is. So against subpoenas by their own legislature, their own Senate, they have refused to turn over the routers. Why? Does this make sense to anybody listening to this show? They are constantly screaming, this is all a bunch of crap. There's nothing to it, except anything that can prove their innocence can also just as easily prove their guilt. So they are not making it available, or they are destroying it under penalty of law.
Hmm. Unbelievable. Two sets of laws. And does the rule of law apply in the United States of America anymore? That's a very, very loaded question, isn't it?
Well, again, we can't say in America, because what most people do tend to understand is that America is 50 sovereign states in a union. Okay, there is more power in the states, and states can and do live in a different world. Try living in Connecticut for a year or California for a year and then going to a place like Arkansas or Texas, unless you're in two or three of their biggest cities, which are blue hellholes. But anyway, what we're talking about here is just everything is shifted so bad right now beyond anything we can believe. And now we're looking at county officials committing fraud. County officials and voting officials literally stepping up to commit acts they know beyond a shadow of a doubt are illegal.
Right.
And again, only to protect themselves, but you're falling into the trap of the lesser of two evils. Would I rather the penalty of having deleted the databases, or would I rather the penalty of having rigged an entire election that, if we can prove Trump actually won Maricopa County by a landslide, would probably trigger recounts in several other states across the country, leading to Joe Biden. The decision would end up in the Supreme Court. The thing of it is, if it can be proven that those votes actually went to Trump and that Trump did have the preponderance of votes, if that can be proven, now the Supreme Court no longer has the ability to say you don't have standing. They said this before because the incongruities, the illegalities that were supposedly occurring during the election were happening within the purview of the state. The state sets up in America – the state sets up the voting rules. It's not a national issue, which is what they're trying to make it now, which is a whole different story. But the state has purview. So the Supreme Court, although they did have the ability to hear that case, just ducked out like a bunch of little chickens. I'm dead serious. Okay, because they could claim, kick it back to the state. The state actually has standing. We don't. All right. Let's say that there is at least – could Trump only lost by, you know, a couple – like 100,000 votes if you consider the key counties, all right? If it is proven unequivocally that there was malice or that there was fraud, never mind can it be proven that Trump actually won. And these votes have to be done over. The Supreme Court would have to step up and say something about that, but I'm going to go one step further. Let's say a couple of these areas do have to be voted on again. With everything that's gone on, the tyranny that's been beat over the Americans' head day after day and the Canadians' head since all of this crap started, the political tyranny that these flag officers are screaming to – they actually called him a dictator. Yes. Actually call him a dictator. So if you consider all of this that's going on right now, Barry, how's your day going?
Well, I live in Canada, Roger. Have you been looking at what's going on up here lately? I mean, you think you got problems down there, brother? I'll tell you. We have
where would you rather live right now?
Iceland. Iceland, Iceland kind of looked like a nice place to go live because apparently they kind of cleaned it up over there quite a bit. I don't know if the corruption's got back in there, but I was reading quite a bit about their country a little while ago and it seemed like to be a logical place to go hide. But it doesn't really matter where you go, Roger. When they bring the hammer down, it's going to encompass the whole world. So it don't matter where you are, unless you're in some cave somewhere. Go ahead.
You hit the nail right on the head, but I don't know if your implications were along the same lines I'm about to crack open here. Let's get away from the politics a little bit and let's talk about the COVID. Let's talk about COVID fear, okay? Because fear is exactly the mechanism that is most often used when someone is trying to get you to go along with something you normally wouldn't. Fear is the lever that is the most successful.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we are seeing. So let's talk about a vaccine, okay? Let's talk about a vaccine that some people are saying has the ability to transmit, okay? I think you and I have actually talked about this before. Mm-hmm. If this thing has the ability to transmit, then you don't need to go and vaccinate an entire nation, do you? You just need to vaccinate a break-even point. Okay, if I know that there's 350 million people in America, and if I can do strategically, okay, about 1 million to 5 million people within that country in strategic areas, I can just about guarantee that over the next month or 2 months, with their ability to transmit and the ability of anybody who gets it via transmission to transmit, that within a limited period of time, we're going to cover that entire state or that entire region. And you basically set this up across an entire nation. And we have scientists screaming bloody murder right now. Listen to me, because this ought to freak some of you out, okay? That we need to isolate the vaccinated.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you would hear that?
I know, Roger. Insanity. We are living in la-la land, man. Whatever happened to the world.
For anybody who says you can't have a vaccine that does that, let me explain something to you. Pfizer started developing this thing almost 12 years ago. They told the public about it 10 years ago. So anybody who thinks there's no such thing as a self-transmitting vaccine, do some reading.
What I heard, and the numbers I'm looking at right now, Roger, apparently 151 million Americans have been vaccinated. That's the numbers I'm seeing in the States right now. If that's the case, and this thing has the ability to transmit between human to human, without you actually getting the vaccine, you'll show the same effects as somebody that's been vaccinated. That, to me, my friend, is terrifying. And what it means is it means that doesn't matter, Roger, at this point, if 151 million Americans have been vaccinated and it is a vaccine that can be transmitted from person to person by contact, that is unbelievable implications.
Whoa, it gets worse. Okay? It gets worse.
Oh, then Steve also wanted to ask your question when you finished.
Let me finish this.
Okay? Yeah, I'll let you finish.
Let me get through this, okay? The CDC just stepped up to say, hey, yeah, those masks and stuff, yeah, we don't need that anymore. We're pretty much free of that. The CDC has backed way the hell off. Now, for anybody out there, you're all being told that it's worse. It's getting worse. It's worse than it can ever be in the whole nine yards. And the drum's being beat and the drum's being beat. Yep. Except now the CDC is saying, okay, so basically, you know, the mask and stuff like that, yeah, we're pretty much home free on this. And guess what? What did we just tell you? We just got done telling you that you have the ability, if you've been vaccinated, to transmit. The easiest way to do that is not necessarily contact, but airborne. Okay? Right. So now all of a sudden, you ain't got to wear a mask anymore.
How convenient.
How freaking convenient. Okay, Steve, sorry about holding you up there, my friend. I just had to get through that.
No, you're okay, Roger. Actually, one question and probably a statement. Would I be incorrect in presuming that intimidation is a terror tactic?
Intimidation is the mainstay for getting anybody to take this vaccine because it is only authorized for emergency use under emergency status.
Right.
So they cannot force you to. Intimidation is what's getting all of these people to take this.
Yes, yes. Well, the vaccination is supposed to be artificial intelligence. The reason that they had us 6 feet away from each other or 3 meters, whatever the case is, 2 meters, whatever the case is because people can be directly affected by someone's presence, internal presence. And now that 6 feet is going away and the mask is going away and these restrictions, this AI vaccination is going to directly affect us.
I'm not so convinced that this is artificial intelligence. Do I actually believe that it is robotic on a nanoscale? Absolutely. Okay. Most people would call that since it has, you know, a pretty much a routine, a computer, basically a computer routine. This is not, in my eyes, artificial intelligence. What it is it's nanotechnology. It's not nanobio. This is nanotechnology. And I think when you compare it to anything you would claim would have intelligence, it comes off as being extremely stupid. It has a very limited ability to do a very limited number of things. But is it nanotech? I'm going to agree with 95% of what you said. As far as it being intelligent, no, it's programmed to react to specific things. The fact that that technology can be that small and still be effective should amaze anybody. But I don't think it's intelligent.
Boy, and the ways they could be administrating nanotechnology and nanobites and everything else in our world right now, Roger.
Yeah. I mean,
they could be spraying this stuff in the sky, and we could be breathing it into it because we can't see it.
Now, hold on. I'm going to go back for 1 second just to let Steve know that what he mentioned is not impossible and not very far off. It really isn't. So, again, that was a great input, Steve, because people need to be aware of the fact if I can put nanotechnology within your body, even at this basic primitive state, how long is it going to take me to make it so that that little bot there can do exactly what I tell it to do or exactly what it seems to want to do depending on the stimulus it gets?
What it's programmed to do.
That will also be programmed, but again – artificial intelligence, most people need to understand, all of it starts with programming. You have to program the basics and then allow it to learn on an ever-increasing scale. That's how you get intelligence. At some point, you reach a point where it knows so much that it can predict accurately. These are things that non-artificial intelligence can't do. They just react to something, yes or no. Because a computer program is all zeros and ones, yes or no. So do I believe what you said in the very near term? Yeah, I do. Because what we have right now sets the precipice for all of that.
Interesting. What we are seeing in Canada here, Roger, is less numbers of people willing now to take the vaccine than what we're seeing in the United States. Only 3% of Canadians have been fully vaccinated so far. And we're seeing more and more pushback in large scales now in Canada as more and more information comes out. Some of the stuff that I've looked at here in the last couple of weeks is kind of encouraging. Well, in Toronto yesterday, Roger, we had, this might sound kind of silly for a city that's got 4.5 million people in it, but 25,000 to 30,000 Torontonians took to the street yesterday. That's the biggest demonstration we've seen in Toronto since this whole scamdemic started. So what it's telling us, Roger, is that, you know what, the energy, I was talking to people, buddy, that were there yesterday, and they said the energy in this crowd was so incredible. It was almost contagious. People were having the best time in their life. But you know what it's going to do, Roger? Every one of those persons is going to go home this week, and they're going to sit down at the table, and they're going to tell their friends about what they experienced in downtown Toronto on Saturday. You're going to see these audiences and these numbers go up exponentially. I believe
everything you said is true. Okay. But remember me telling you how well this is choreographed. Remember me explaining that to you. If you take a look on the Liberty Beacon, you will find an article. I believe it was published yesterday elsewhere. We aggregated it to the Liberty Beacon, stating that Trudeau is about to open the American-Canadian border after all of this time and allow people to start going across. Let me ask you a question. How many Americans had already been vaccinated? How many of them had the ability to transmit? How many of them are going to take this crap into Canada? Look at me. Everything I'm trying to tell you, if there is substance to it, and I can't prove any of this, but if there is substance to this, if these doctors screaming this are absolutely right, then Canada only has, what, 60, 70 million people? We've got more than that in California.
Yeah, Canada's total population is 37 million now.
And if you stop to consider, it may only take how many? 3% of your population's already been vaccinated, and a bunch of Americans trying to get away from the craziness in America, taking their little package up to share it with you guys.
Well, no, we're going to build a wall, man.
Oh, Trudeau just said, they just said no masks, no social distancing. They just said we're opening the border to Canada. They just said this thing's transmissible. Does anybody out there put the damn dots together? God.
I thought we were supposed to be intelligent species, Roger.
All right, so I won't holler anymore. Sorry about that.
No, hey, listen, I know you like getting on this show because it gives you a chance to get some of that out. You tell me you can't get out in other normal situations, but then this is a normal radio show, and that's why I think I get you in here once in a while. I kind of like it. But anyways, it's absolute insanity, especially with the information now coming about the adverse effects. I mean, even in my little community here, people are starting to talk about it because out in the reservations, especially, Roger, they've had all kinds of negative effects to the vaccines. And now the elders are kind of going, hey, hang on for a second. Something here isn't quite right. I know of 7 or 8 situations in 2 of the reserves here, just out of Terrace here, that they've had the elders especially are experiencing very severe adverse effects to this, and they talk a lot amongst themselves. So we're seeing people becoming educated here very quickly, Roger. They're not buying into the narrative like they were in the beginning about these vaccines, and so that's a positive thing for us. But we really do have a lot of people here that are I don't know how to explain them to people. I really don't, Roger. People riding around on a bicycle with a mask on, or people outside cutting their front lawn with a mask on. I just don't even know where to start with people like that. I don't know where to start, Roger. Where do you start?
how about people going to the beach and into the water with a mask on?
Yeah, same idiocy.
It's like are you freaking kidding me? Or somebody riding down the street or the highway at 65, 70 miles an hour on a motorcycle with a mask on. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. The next one that goes by and you watch how quick I can jump out there, I'm going to slap a big old sign on his backside that says, idiot, so everybody can see it as he goes by. So
why have we got so many of these people in our society? That's what really kind of shocks me about this.
No, it doesn't.
Well, we know Roger, we've talked about why people are in the mental state that they are. We've talked about that many, many times on shows over the years, what has affected our mental cognitive abilities as human beings, how we've been attacked in multiple different ways that affects our mental abilities, how fear, which you talked about at the beginning of the show, is the biggest weapon they use against us because that throws the human brain into a state of chaos, and it'll take just any answer to get rid of that scream, Roger. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Listen to me because I want to plug in another paragraph out of this, because before I read that, I want to explain something to everybody listening. Okay. We people like Barry and I, the mainstream media won't even talk about us. They won't say anything we say, whether it's right or wrong, and they don't want anything focused on us whatsoever. Okay. This is the way alternative media is treated, but okay, they can get away with that on us. They can. How do you get away with what 124, again, that was at the time I got this. I don't know what it is now. 124 flag officers saying the first paragraph I read to you, and here's one right out of the middle. Aside from the election, the current administration has launched a full-blown assault on our constitutional rights in a dictatorial manner, bypassing the Congress of more than 50 executive orders quickly signed, many reversing the previous administration's effective policies and regulations. Mm-hmm. Moreover, population control actions such as excessive lockdowns, school and business closures, and most alarming, censorship of written and verbal expression are all direct assaults on our fundamental rights. We must support and hold accountable politicians who will act counter to counter socialism, Marxism, and progressivism, support our constitutional republic, and insist on fiscally responsible governing. Okay, so basically what we just heard was that what's going on in America right now was done illegally, and America shouldn't have to be putting up with this. Now, if I said that, it would be absolutely he's a head case. If Barry says this outside of his listening audience, oh yeah, Barry, oh yeah, he's one of those nutcases. But if one admiral steps up to say this, then you can say this guy's a nutcase. If one general steps up to say this, you can say this guy's a nutcase. But if in one case 317 and in this case another 124 of them step up to say this is the most critical time in the entire history of America, and those who are running this country at this point in time are treasonous to the American people. Are you listening to what I'm saying? This isn't coming from the Boy Scouts. It's not coming from the Girl Scouts. And it sure ain't coming from Scooby-Doo. It's coming from admirals and generals. Let that sink in, please. Please.
I was going to say something and I completely lost. Well, you get talking, Roger, and I'm thinking about something. This happens to me all the time.
I said Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, that's what was a trigger word. And I go, what am I supposed to say, the friendly giant?
Look.
How did we get here, Roger? Well, you know what? We didn't get here overnight, buddy. This has taken years and years and years to get people in society to the state they are right now, where they can literally not think for themselves, that their brains seem to be jello, that men don't seem to have testicles anymore in our society. They can't see the trees for the forest. It's unbelievable how some people just brush this off. It's just the new norm that everything's fine, that nothing's bad, that everything will come back to what it was. I have people telling me, oh, well, pretty soon it'll all be back to normal and this will all go away. And what do I say to that? I don't even know where to start, Roger.
It's never
going to come back to normal, Roger. You know that, and I know that. Unless we stand up in one unified voice and tell them to shove it where the sun don't shine. Excuse my language.
The way this runs, and everybody thinks that all is just about doomed, and it looks like society is about to crumble all around us, and this is the pattern. What they do is they step in and they say, look, we've got a brand new plan. Everybody's going to be treated equally. We're going to take care of this for you. We're going to take care of this for you. And you're going to be able to return to a life of somewhat normalcy. And this is all you have to do. Now, I'm going to tell you something, okay? That's going to take anywhere from 10 to 25% of what you consider your rights and freedoms today away from you. But they're going to convince you that that has to be done in order to make this equitable across the entire spectrum and to make sure that everybody is treated equally. So they're going to cut back on your rights and freedoms to make sure that everybody is safe and protected. Yeah. Again, stop to consider what any government has ever told you. If you take a look at the true history, because there is always true history written, and you take a look at the history books that our children are taught from, they don't look the same. They don't put the same people in the same light. They don't draw the same conclusions that would aid those in power. They don't. Everything we know today, everything that's being forced down our throat via a mainstream media is either diversion or lie. How many mainstream media channels covered these generals and admirals putting this open letter out to the American public? Stop and think about that just for a second. Hold on. 1 second, okay? Generals and admirals, over 100 of them, get together and write an open letter to America. And if anybody speaks about it at all, it gets about 5 seconds, and then it's buried so deep, it's insane. This should have been the biggest thing to hit the news since the election.
It should have, and it never get a moment on mainstream, Roger. We know that because
of we're kicking it everywhere, Barry.
But we are. But mainstream itself will never pick it up, Roger. They're not going to be allowed to pick that up. But you know, I'll tell you something that's really good that's happening in Canada right now, Roger, is that you know, the College of Physicians and Surgeons has a major, major censorship on any doctor in Canada that speaks against the government narrative. But what we're seeing now in Canada, there's been two groups of doctors that are forming, and there is a lot of them, Roger. The gentlemen that are behind this are telling me, sir, that every day they're getting 5 to 10 doctors calling in saying, we are getting on the bandwagon with you, that we want to stand unified with a large group of doctors and come forward and put a stop to this insanity.
So strength in numbers.
Well, that's what it needs, Roger. We need what we need right now in this country and in your country is a unified voice of doctors speaking very loud, loud enough that the mainstream media cannot ignore it. And if we can get to that critical mass of doctors that are willing to speak, we will make them cover this information and Canadians will hear it. But right now we have censorship in this country, Roger, at levels I never thought I'd see. But then I knew that it was coming one day, that I knew that talked about was coming. It was.
Guess what else is coming?
Lots of things we talked about. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. But what I see more and more, what I published about several times in the last couple of days, is not only a couple of Scandinavian countries are telling their elected officials, you need to back off of this or you will be prosecuted. There's actually, and again, it's published on the Liberty Beacon, there is actually a world-renowned doctor that has 1,000 doctors supporting him that is preparing legal cases against the WHO and a couple of governments, Nuremberg-style trials. This has already started. And you're going to see once this starts to catch on, and I know right now of 3 countries that are going to be involved, with probably a whole hell of a lot more of them just waiting to see how far they're going to take this. Because if they do, what we are going to see, we're going to see these people who have been ruling over us for the last year and a half and literally crushing any of our futures. We're going to see them either jumping off high-rise buildings or, wait a minute, that's what they're doing. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Here's another thing that's happening that most people don't understand, but all of a sudden this crap's starting to hit the fan. Okay, take a look online, this ought to make you chuckleberry, and find out chuckleberry. Oh, that sounds like a nice berry. Anyway, find out, okay, how many billionaires have recently bought isolated islands. I'm not joking. This is an absolute fact. They're buying them up all over the place. Why the hell am I worried, and I've never done it before, and I'm in my 50s or my 60s, some of them are in their 70s, all of a sudden they're buying islands that are extremely well isolated.
And easy to protect with their private little
fort.
Yeah. Hey, you want to hear a good one, Roger? And this just came across the wire to me this morning, but because of the Rocco Galati, now you're probably not familiar with what's going on up in our Supreme Courts right now. Rocco Galati is the number one constitutional lawyer in Canada, has challenged the government and multiple other people all named in major indictments, but it's access information now. And this came across this morning. If it's true, and the person that sent it to me, and I've seen had three other links on it so far, that if it's true, it is going to blow Canada to pieces, because apparently Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, was given $48 million in a bribe. This is going to, though, Roger, you know, I wouldn't even say this right now if it wasn't coming from sources that I have a lot of respect for. So apparently this is going to come out in the next couple of days. I'm not saying, folks, I'm not saying it's true, but where I'm getting it from is kind of the same people that told me about the little black worms in the mass there. I talked to you about the one time and you kind of laughed at me.
Okay. I not only agree with you, but I'm going to ask you, so what? Because we know for a fact, and the FBI had the laptop, we know for a fact that the laptop proves unequivocally that Joe Bob was involved with China, okay? Yep. And that his son was involved with underaged boys and girls. The images were right on the laptop. Yes, we know for a fact that Biden did not qualify because of that to sit in the White House, but he's there. I agree with everything you said. Let's see if anything at all happens except a little bit of gone.
Well, I don't know, Roger. If that came forward and the Canadian public was to be made aware of it, I think you'd see a roar going across the country.
And you don't think if the prospective president of the United States had proven to be treasonous, that wouldn't have done the same thing?
I think you'd see 70 or 80 million Americans ready to go to the street and retake the presidency for the person that actually should be sitting in the office right now.
But guess who buried it? Mainstream media. Guess who's going to bury this if it comes out in Canada?
The mainstream, but you know what? A lot of the
Roger,
the alternatives in Canada, the audiences, this is why they're pushing Bill C-10 through so hard in our parliament right now. The government wants to take control of everything that's heard on the internet in Canada. If they get this bill through the parliament, we are basically going to, I won't be able to talk anymore, Roger, because they'll be able to shut me off. They'll be able to block me everywhere. That's where we're almost at in Canada right now. That's why the government is pushing this so hard right now to get this censorship in place, because people in Canada are starting to wake up. They can't have that, man. I'll tell you.
That's Joe the most Bob.
Thing they can do. Go ahead.
Joe Bob just signed an executive order canceling Trump's executive order that enhanced our ability to speak freely. He literally, Trump, set up an executive order with a couple of little sub-executive orders underneath it to ensure freedom of speech to the American people.
Right.
Yeah, yesterday Biden said, nah, we don't need that, and he canceled it. Wow. Gee, I wonder where they're going with that. Duh.
Well, we see the same thing everywhere, Roger. It doesn't matter what country you look at right now. It's all an attack on free speech. It's right out of the communist.
No, there isn't.
Buddy.
It's not everywhere. It isn't.
Well, not everywhere, but we see.
This started in China. China was one of the partners that originally started this pandemic all across, and China never had free speech. The minimal impact, regardless of what you're being told on this entire planet, is China.
Well, of course, they're the major player.
Yep.
I mean, where's everything being made? In China. Where are prescription drugs being made now? In China.
Event 201, the Chinese actually had a part in Event 201, which planned this.
Right. Well, people got to realize they're not our friends, Roger. And, you know, we're letting
our enemies. They're not our friends. They got to be. Come on. Don't tell me that. Jeez. I'm not going to sleep tonight.
And yet they're making what? Everything that we use and use in society now is pretty well being made in China. I mean, they brought us pigs and dog food. They brought us all kinds of great
if
stuff.
If you stop to consider that one of the first things that Trump did when he got elected was bring us energy independence and made the trade deals good enough, equal enough, that jobs could move back into America and we could start manufacturing here in America. The last 3 years of his 4-year term were some of the best we have seen economically and in everything across the board. What's the first thing Joe Bob did? He shut down the pipeline, which literally crippled a lot of those new businesses. What else did he do? He shut down the process that was deregulating all the things that were strangulating and choking medium to small businesses off. He shut that down. Can I go on? If there is ever in this country a wrecking ball bigger than Joe Bob to the economy, I want somebody to show it to me.
What can you do about it right now, Roger? That's the universal question. Can we get this election overturned? I would like to think that's a possibility, but what you're saying earlier in the show doesn't look like it's going to happen. So what's going to happen in the United States in the next couple of years? He'll destroy the country. What's it going to take?
Best thing that I feel can happen with some assurity, because I'm not telling you it can't happen that the election gets overturned. That's still a possibility, albeit a very small one. But let's go to something that's a little bit more real. Until this actually happens, this next step I'm going to, there are things like nullification. The state I live in, Arkansas, has basically said, you know what? No, none of your federal gun laws will apply in this state, and they have the right to do that. They do. So you're looking at nullification, but what you're also looking at is Trump has started his own social media platform. Now, it's not really a walk and talk social media platform. It's basically a political platform where he can put his message out to a lot of people that social media and the mainstream media aren't letting him do. So, yeah, I think that's great. So Trump is literally going to start doing all of these huge rallies again. But now he's going to start doing them for congressmen and senators that need to be reelected. They're pretty much picking who they're going to support and who they're not. So everybody's getting on board with Trump. They are literally going to tell everybody in every single area where somebody's getting reelected exactly what's going on in this country. Now, you only need a couple of congressmen to change the House from blue to red. You only need a couple of senators, like two, to change the Senate from blue to red. At this point, right there, okay, you can literally handicap a president. How do we know this? Well, Trump was handicapped, I would say, probably for 75% of the time he was in there, yet still managed to accomplish more than most of us spent 8 years in there. Yeah. You can literally, once you run Congress, which is the House and the Senate, once you run Congress, you are a check and balance to anything that comes out of the White House. That's so, the most assured thing we can do the quickest.
Well, I hope you do it real quick, Roger, because I can't.
2002, that's the year. That's the election. That's a little over a year away at the most.
Yeah, how much damage are you going to inflict in your country between now and then? Look at what's going on at your border right now. It's just a fiasco.
I've got another question for you. Don't you think they know that? I'm going to tell you, the closer we get to that election, the more you're going to see them acting like good little doobies.
Yeah, like you'll he's going to finish the wall now all of a sudden.
Yeah, and you're you're going to see the closer we get to that election that's absolutely going to remove them from power. The closer we get, the more they are going to be trying to step up to get us, we the people, to forget the crap they've been slamming down our throat for the last 2 years, and it's not going to work.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on how does that go?
You just had it backwards, but you're right.
Okay. Well, you know what I was trying to say. Hey, sorry about that, Roger. But, you know, I'm not a professional. You know that. I should have had that one, but I didn't. So I'll
fool
go back
me
to my
once.
I'll go back
shame
to my room.
On you. Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't think that Americans are going to get fooled again. But I don't know if you'll have be able to. I mean, they have control of these Dominion voting machines, Roger. And until we get rid of that, I mean, why can't we just go back to the old pen and paper, mark your ballot, and have two people count it, verify it, and all this fiasco would disappear?
Why can't we just not vote for them?
The conservatives, I can tell you right now, are absolutely not going to put up with this in the midterms. There will be a line of conservative poll watchers waiting right outside the door. And if they're not let in, because they're supposed to, it's supposed to be equal. Okay.
Right.
And if they're not let in, they will have the news down there and it will be live on the news and watch. There will be police officers down there. It's not going to happen this way again. And I will guarantee you every single polling station in America that is up and running during the 2022 election will be under scrutiny.
Roger, you wouldn't believe it, but the hour's already gone, man. Can you believe that?
Of course I can. Once I start talking, the time just goes whoop!
Listen, I'm going to have to let you go here in a minute, brother, but tell people real quick where they can find you and what you're up to, and we'll have you back here real soon.
Well, I'm not quite up to 5'8", but the website is thelibertybeacon.com, thelibertybeacon.com. And when you go there, up at the top, you'll see a banner with a bunch of other sites on it. Those are our other news sites over in Europe and other places. So bop around, see what we've got to offer. The one thing you can always be sure of is that we're not going to lie to you. I have a wall with 10,000 people on Facebook, close to 10,000 people. If you take a look at it, there is not one dissenting viewpoint or nobody calling me a liar. Why? It's all TLB news. Everything on there comes from one of our websites, every single thing. And if there's no dissenters and I'm considered a tinfoil hat wearer, allow that to give you just a small inkling of our credibility. And thanks for the platform again, Barry.
Always a pleasure having you in, Roger, and I will always vouch for your credibility because I've been doing shows with you for many, many years, and I have yet to be able to call
you on.
Yeah, many years. It's getting close to 10. But anyways, yeah. I've never called you BS on anything yet, sir, so we will have you back. Hopefully you'll join me again very, very soon. We kind of do this on a semi-weekly basis now, so hopefully we'll have you back again in a couple weeks, and we can carry on this conversation, Roger.
There might be a really, really big announcement then.
Okay, well, thanks for joining me again today, buddy.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye for now.